This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The UK's first ever hip-hop talk show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
You're down. Right. Shout out to Ray Peacock. I love that name, man. Ray Peacock.
It is quite grand, isn't it?
Yes.
It feels like it.
If you think of a peacock and you just see all the eyes on the feathers, you're like, God damn, get the fuck out my face.
I better fall back.
What's going on, mother lovers? You are tuned into FUBAR Radio. This is the hip hop show with Sarah Love and myself, Mice Diggy. And you know what we've come to bring you, right? You know what we've come to bring you. Something special, as always.
Yes.
We break into your Monday like a Cherry's first day. I don't know if that even makes sense, but you know what I'm talking about.
We do know what we're talking about. We'll
when you pop the cherry. All right, don't worry about
it's
that.
It's getting explicit now. But yes, you've been tuned into Ray Peacock for the last 2 hours. Remember, all of the FUBAR shows are up on the website, so hit up FUBARradio.com. Last week, me and Mice were joined by Sketchman for the open mic, and that was ill. That beat from Keith Price.
Woo, I told you, man.
I was kind of buzzing on that beat, man. Yeah. Listening back to the open mic, which all the videos are up on Facebook, that was fire.
And you can also go to the FUBAR SoundCloud as well and check out all the open mic sessions. You know, and indulge, just get involved, listen, and really appreciate
yourself.
What some of these MCs are doing out there.
Honestly, for real. And all of that as well is, and all of our shows are up at foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. So get involved. And hip-hop is taking over the airwaves right now until 6 p.m. as we do every Monday. And we have another Ram Jam Alam show for you.
Boy, what more do you need?
These listeners get spoiled, man.
Yeah, man, what more do you need? Do you know what I mean? On a Monday, you know how Monday, everyone hates Mondays. It's the beginning of the week. Oh, shit, I've got to go to work 5 times this week. You know, but at least you get something like this to listen to. You get 2 hours of niceness. You know what I mean? You get the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Sarah Love makes everybody wet, whether they hear her or see her.
Oh, gosh. You know what? My dad listens to this show, Mice. So let's clean it up.
Maybe not your dad, but, you know, come on, man.
Oh, my God. This is getting terrible.
Raekwon, that's all I got to say, man. If you listen to the Raekwon, go back and listen to the Raekwon interview and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Tapped into a softer side of Wu-Tang Gangster. Yes, but coming up today, my goodness, we have some super talented musicians in the building.
Yep.
Ezra Collective.
Yeah.
This ill band. They are going to be performing live for us in the studio. They're already here. They've been setting up and tweaking things and pressing buttons and all that good stuff. So hold tight, because they're going to be giving us a live show in the studio just for you guys. I can't wait for your investigation, as every week, Mice.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to help people out here with this investigation stuff, because last week I had someone say to me, you know, what was the whole point of last week? But the point was...
What?
Well, you know, it's just like I'm saying.
Do I need to go sort
the most annoying
out
famous people? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might have to call the complaints department on them right now.
Nats, you gotta go sort them out.
Yeah, that would be on it. But you know, it's just in case you ever do become an important person that's out there in the public. You don't want to be like any of these people we were talking about.
We're preparing you.
So this week is going to be the same thing. I'm helping
hacks.
You lot. Yeah, exactly. More life hacks.
And open mic, as we bring you every week, to coming up with some very talented MC, so hold tight. Brand new music for you on the way today from Guilty Simpson.
Uh-oh.
Some Black Boulevard, they're straight out of North London, and I got some more Lox flavour for you, Mice, but this week in the form of Sheik Looch, so hold tight. Yes, so keep it locked right here. We love hearing from you guys, because you know, for real, this show is about you. This is, you guys are the reason that we do this show. You know, me and Mice, we graft our asses off and blood, sweat and tears and all that, and Nat and Ali and Adam in the FUBAR
background,
headquarters,
you know. All the stuff you lot don't
but
even
it's all
realize
for you. And so we love to hear from you. Hit us up. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email, and you can find us on Twitter as well at FUBAR Radio. But first, let's get back into that Cy Philly album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Philly, yo, listen, yo, I'm like the rap Krakatoa. I'm ready to blow up and spit the lava. Spit bars as sharp as katana, spit you like a cassava. This is harder. So listen while I'm dropping this hotness. I got this, shocking like the monster from Loch Ness. With rockness, this is just my time for fine rhymes. When I let it go, I get it flowing like pipelines. Spit like I'm sipping on fine wine. Design lines, Philly's coming back just to drop a bomb on your timeline. The rap Farmageddon's begun. Damaging rappers with the savage kickback on my tongue. These rappers click back, thinking that they hard with their guns. I'm futuristic with my bars, I'll set my face to stun. I yo, a manhandle and strangle and mangle your team. The Van Damme vandal is coming to scramble your schemes. It's extreme, I'm coming fucking up these imposters. It's the Philly spitting bastard, come and fuck up your roster.
Cooler than a monster, still a scene, y'all suck. Killer dream lines cut, really deep rocks up. Guillotine, spiffy clean, gritty, same time, just niggery. Sniff the hickory, y'all only got one whiff of me. That's just the tip of the iceberg, the shit to me, y'all just visit me. Try to come live with me, y'all just think it's freaks, pot, puff, piffery. Nah, bruh, sorry, bruh, my shotgun disagree. Get robbed, son, shit your jeans. Elevated victims, you get shot up. Literally, you guapped up, really be plot something, nigga skin. Didn't like your DMs, nigga, you popped up instantly. Why such misery? I call it wizardry. What eye should I spit this heat? Cause I just live it be. Hit the weed till I'm looking like I'm from Philippines. Oh, yeah. Miss me with that bullshit like I'm missing
pee. Listen close, cause this next line you hear is deep. Listen, I know in my heart I got an ear for beats. For me to get on this track's a terrorist act forever. Ahead of the pack and never the back, never. Even with broken legs, I can't ever fall off. I was taught by the older heads to know the less. Trying to own things by doing my own thing. And I finally found comfort in my own skin. All this hanging around, I ain't trying to get roped in. Found a new lease of life by ghosting. They all misinformed, all of them. Cause we got it on lock, while they're all trying to get their foot in the door. My mind's polluted with twisted thoughts. Visions of my stiffened corpse outlined with the chalk. Trust me, bruv, I ain't with the talk. Lost a couple battles, I'ma sure as hell win the war.
I was about to draw for the reload on that one, man.
I thought you did when I heard that. I was like, oh, right, is that some
shots.
New? Yeah, boy.
No, I wanted to, but then I wasn't confident on the technical specifications and everything.
Yeah,
I didn't want the studio to implode.
That's too many big words.
And
there
I just thought that would create a distraction from my lack of knowledge of how to
that was
studio.
Fire right there, boy. Cy
Love
Philly.
Love that. Cy Philly, Barmageddon, that's featuring Rockness Monster from Helter Skelter and Skirmish. It's produced by Urban Click. That's out right now on the 11th Hour album. Go and check that out, Cy Philly. Really delivered something really fresh with that record. He's also got some other lovely features on that album too, including Benjamin Zephaniah, beats from Pete Cannon. Definitely go support it. 11th Hour is out now. You're tuning to FUBAR Radio.
Yep.
It's me, Sarah Love.
And myself.
One and only.
Mice Diggy. That's right. Mother lovers.
And right now is the part of the show where we have to send
big up.
Going out to this week's very special big up. Mice, you really missed a really special jam last Friday, man.
Yeah, Four Pillars, right?
Four Pillars. Of course, last week on the show, we had Rocks of Sun and Noise come through to the studio. We also spoke on the line to DJ Supreme from Hijack, and that was in the lead up to the party, which took place last Friday at Four Pillars. I mean, it was so ill. Literally, people travelled from all over the country
Serious?
To be at the jam. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was just such a lovely gathering of extended family, the way I don't. Who's that? And of people who were in the building. And it was just, what also was lovely about it, it was a meeting of the pioneers and up and coming cats too.
Yeah, that's what I've always loved about Four Pillars, is the fact that, you know, like obviously Q-Rock has come from, which is Rocks, you know, which he's come from an era, you know, that paved the way for UK rap, for UK hip hop.
It's amazing.
And you know, like I was saying to him after the show, I was saying, you know, what I love what you do, because the fact is, like, I've met a lot of people from his era and just after his era, you know, which is a couple eras before mine, and they seem to like not, they're like, yeah, you know, they don't really check for UK hip hop anymore as much as when they were involved in it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas someone like him, he's actually bringing all of the eras together whenever he's putting a night on, because he's not just, you know, cats from our era or cats from now, the era now. It's like people from the beginning as well. You know, he's bringing everyone together. So it's amazing what he's doing, man.
Mm-hmm. And that was definitely reflected on Friday night at Silver Bullet in the just the attendance, the crowd, and then you had people performing Mr. Dex on the turntables. Mm. Teddy Ted was hosting, Sammy B-Size DJ'd as well. Great Gate Crashers, they performed. You can check them out.
Gate Crashers performed. Yeah. Nah, nice, man.
You can check them out on the foobarradio.com website. We have their open mic that they featured on a few weeks ago, so go check that out. Union Black out of the States, they performed. I think I upset them a bit because someone told me I was meant to be going on stage, so then I jumped on the turntables and they were like, get off, we're meant to be on now. So I'm really sorry, Union Black. I want to be friends.
Sarah tried to bum rush you lot's show, boy. Know, that's messed up. That's what I'm talking about, the different eras disrespecting each other now. Semi-joke.
Oracy, she did an amazing job. Wow. She has also been featured on our open mic a few weeks ago. Check her out. She bodied the open mic. Bandog, Akilah Ince. So then you had DJ Suprema Hijack. He stepped on stage and performed, and that was just some next level business. It was so amazing. And then he brought Bandog, Akilah Instinct on stage with him as well.
Wow.
And then Rox of Sun and Noise did a performance too, and the crowd were just like loving it.
So did he do R.I.P.? They did RIP.
They performed R.I.P. twice.
Wow.
Because that's how much people were like, no, we need to hear it again.
Oh, yeah. My days.
Again. So, they performed R.I.P. twice.
I don't even want to hear it anymore.
It was so fun. And then it was just so cute seeing all these, you know, Rodney P was there. Then you just had enough man legends in the audience too, but they were just fanboying out as much as I was as well to see DJ Supreme. They're cutting it up. It was so ill. And you know, me and my brother were talking as well the other day about how also another reason why these guys just deserve major
big up.
Is because the reality is all them big beat cats, like when you listen to your Fatboy Slims, you want to talk about Portishead, Massive Attack, all those early Jungleists, that whole jungle movement, all of those cats were listening to Hijack and this early hip hop in this country. So their influence just spans far.
Yeah, when you think about it like that as well, that's crazy.
Yeah, for real. And I just think not enough shouts go out to really their contribution to UK music. It ain't just a hip hop thing. And right now on the line, first of all, we should have Rox. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Wow, I heard you smashed it. I heard you had to do. I heard you did the tune twice and all that, bro.
It was really funny because I did it and I thought that was it. I was just going to do another track and then the crowd was just like, One more time. And then Teddy Ted's like, look, you know, this thing on YouTube's got X amount of thousand views, so, you know, you should do it at least twice for the people in the crowd. So,
we did it again.
Bruv,
the tune is going crazy, man. I see the comments and all that, and it's exactly what we've been saying. It's like, you know, that's why I had to ask Supreme, like, when did you make the beat? Did you make it back then and you just dusted it off, or did you make it now? And it's true. It sounds like dusted back then, but up to date. You know, it doesn't sound dated or anything. It's amazing, man.
That's just his production style. He's got more in the pipeline, but when you hear it, it's not similar, but he's experimenting a lot, and it's still got the hard edge to it, and I think he wants to expand and do even more stuff that's a bit different. But
how did you feel about the party though, Rox? Because I think it was a room full. I don't know, we're not humble with it. Look, everyone, I was saying to you on the night, I was like, look how much joy you've brought to all of these people's lives. I was buzzing for the whole weekend, man. It messed up my whole weekend because I was like unable to focus properly on the things I was actually meant to be doing, and it actually sucked me into the matrix of Facebook, and so I was loving all the shares, all the pictures and the footage that people were sharing. It was truly a beautiful evening, all thanks to you and your hard work, man.
It was a lot of hard work. I was stressed on Friday before the event, I was just like, I don't even want to perform. I was so stressed. I was like, I just need to relax. I'm not in the mood for performing anything. And then when I got there, the staff at the Silver Bullet just handled everything, so I didn't have to run up and down and let people in. They just said, the piece of advice that's really good if you're putting on an event is stay away from the door. That is what you've got to do.
Golden
stay
rule.
Away.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because
you just get people that you haven't seen for like 20 years.
Bruh.
Yeah, what are you saying though, bro? What? And I come in, man, get a squeeze light. And you're like,
got any drinks tokens?
and then you say the word concession, they're like, but what, £5? And you're like, £5. And they go, oh boy, and then you think, all right, I'm gonna let you in the rave, and then what are you gonna do? You're gonna buy a drink at the bar for £5, but you won't pay to get in, for real?
And the fact that you're all the way here is like, right, you came all the way here to get a squeeze,
from Glasgow to here, and you ain't gonna pay £5 to get in. And oh my goodness, Rox, how was Chester P's performance? Literally, Chester gave a sermon, Mike.
He schooled everyone in there.
Wow.
Literally, not just about hip hop, life. It was just like the word for the night was just like simmer down. You know, all these people that are hyping and wanting to fight, it was like, just take a deep breath and simmer down.
Yeah.
And I think the best one he said was about being in a relationship, and what's the point of being in a relationship if you're gonna keep cheating? Just be single, right?
Yeah, I was like,
word for that.
He just came and spoke in between the tracks, a proper sermon, a real Chester sermon.
And everyone was just hanging
God
on
damn.
Every word.
Welcome to the Church of Chester P.
Exactly.
We've done Chester P for mayor, now we need Chester P for Archbishop
Pastor P.
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly,
and so all the performances
the
were crazy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, his opening speech was really, really something, though, because he came on and he said, you know, I'm used to playing in front of the younger audiences and they're talking to me about how I influence them. And, you know, it's really good. But he goes, right now is a special moment for me because I'm performing in front of people that influence me.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is, he was saying it was amazing to be performing in front of, you know, the likes of Rodney P and Supreme and whoever else was in there.
So many people in the building.
Yeah,
shouts
so
out to
people.
Dexter from Brotherhood, Hunkleberry Finn, Ice Pick was there. Rodney P was in the house, DJ Marga, AJ from Hard Noise, DJ Madder.
There were
so many people.
Killer Instinct was in there. Who else was there? Nova Flip was in there. There's loads of people were just standing up in that building. I was just literally in shock.
That's amazing.
And you know, but the thing is, I still don't know if it's a good night because I think, well, it's not like we just sold out the Forum or like Hammersmith Apollo. I don't know what a good night is.
Okay, Rock, shut up. Let me tell the people it was bananas. All right, and I cannot wait for the next one. You're saying that you're gonna do another. You're thinking for December will probably be the next.
I'm thinking of a December one. So you know, any kind of up and coming artists or people that are out there that want to get their material exposed, just holler at me at info@fourpillars.com. And I'll get back to you and we can
four,
just chop it up.
Four with
the number four.
Four,
yeah. So it looks like ours. So it's 4OURpillars.com. Just drop an email and just send links to your stuff. You know, and the reason that the whole Four Pillars thing was put together was it's all about networking. I mean, Sarah saw it. Mike, you've seen it. It's literally, you meet people in there. You might meet rappers that you've never heard of, or you might meet rappers that you wanted to get in touch with but couldn't. And they're in the crowd, and you can just say, hey, you know, how about we do a collaboration? The amount of things that have come from it, it's really good. And it's, as I said, it's not really about a money thing. It's literally about networking and just keeping the whole movement going. You know, I reach out to a lot of
thing.
Yeah, I mean, I reach out to the big artists, and my take on it is, you know, there's not a lot of money in this UK thing anyway, but it's like, you know, how about just taking 20 minutes out of your time just to perform to your people for a minimal, you know, if nothing, called just a minimal fee, just give back to the people, you know, take some pictures with your fans and have fun with them and just be at one with them. Don't be on the stage and going into the VIP area and just chilling out like you're a superstar. Mm-hmm. Just be at one with the people because at the end of the day, we're all human beings. No, and I'm a fan before anything else. I'm a fan of, you know,
proper
of everyone out there.
Me too. And I think in the wise words of what's our brother called? Rick James, it's Unity. Rick James. And really, that's what a lot of it, you know, the night was about to me, was just the togetherness of everyone being in there. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, Colin.
No problem.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, I don't mind my government name being out there, you know.
It was so lovely. And who knows, we might have to drop RIP again. Oh, it's my honour, my absolute pleasure. So thank you very much. I've also got to send shout out to Jav the Tech Man. He was in the house representing Double. Edge was in the building. Yeah. Nova was there too. Enough people in the place. And Michael Parkinson was in the house. Michael Parkinson, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I hear all y'all.
Parky Parks.
How you doing, man?
Yes, it was so nice to see you there. What did you make of the party on Friday at the Four Pillars?
You know
jam?
What? It's like what Colin said, man. Like Sorok said, man, the amount of things what have come of them events.
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing. To be honest with you, I'm going to just lay it out the bag. If it weren't for Four Pillars, the EP what I've just produced with Dirty Goods, which is coming out on True Force, it wouldn't have happened, because that's how I met Dirty Goods.
Oh, wow.
When I was performing at Four Pillars. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, without any of these things, like, so many things have happened. Wow, it's mind-blowing, to say the least, man. And it was, even though I've got a big up Javid, you know how it goes, because, you know,
holding
he's always representing.
Every time.
Yeah, of Javid Moore, boy. Mama makes sure.
Man.
Front row.
Like, God make sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone was in there. Like, I was even visiting my old pal, family, Double Edge, Joker Star. Everybody was in there, and it's just...
Unity! I mean? But there were enough people there that I didn't even know were there. It was only afterwards seeing them writing on Facebook how awesome they were.
So that's how packed it was. You couldn't even get around, move around.
It was full
shoulder
all night.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, and then spilling out onto the street too. Honestly, it's one to put in the diary for the future, people. Make sure you make it down. And again, like, don't you reckon... I don't know if you caught Chester P's set, Michael, but, you know, the same as how at one point Chester was saying all of these pioneers from your Hijack, your Demon Boys, London Posse, Son of Noise, Hard Noise, Gunshot, all of these people have led up to what we now have as the rap scene today. And he did a bit of a
middle finger up
to Azalea Banks, who's like, I have no idea who that woman is.
I don't want to get in that conversation, but
it was such a wicked point Chester making, like, from those guys booting the doors in the 80s to you have man in New York now driving around playing Skepta. And either, no matter how you look at it, there is a lineage from there that needs to be acknowledged.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Totally, totally. That's why we need Four Pillars.
Yeah.
Because to a lot of the younger cats, or even the people in the scene who are even making money now, they don't really know. Some of them don't even know, to be honest with you, and I find it disrespectful, they don't know who Maestro is. If you don't know who he is, that's just a true disrespect.
Who's Maestro?
Like, who's that guy?
Nice Diggy, me. Like, they all know who Nice Diggy is.
Yeah.
Especially now he's a Stone's Throw artist.
like, it's just the way of the scene, you know, but we need these things. We need to pay homage to the people who, you know, laid things before, even, you know, while I'm doing what I'm doing. So I'm just happy to be part of it. As you know, if you've seen the past events, I think I've done it like 3 times.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I love to pay homage to where I come from. If you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going, innit?
Yeah,
so,
for real.
It's how you got to keep it, man.
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone to you guys live on FUBAR while I'm picking up my kids.
That's keeping it real.
That
reminds me of some posts I've seen of Redman recently on Instagram. He's like, because I'm a good dad and shit. I'm waiting outside school to meet my kids, listen to MLP. It was so lovely to see you there the other night, and, you know, I just think it was nice to hear someone else's enthusiasm, not just mine. And how dope was it to see that Supreme and Rox perform the RIP track?
Oh, man. You know what? Like, literally, like, I rinsed it. I play it every day. Even when it came out, like, I told him, I WhatsApped him. I was like, bruv, are you serious? Oh, man, he's inspired me so much. You'll see stuff anyway. I've even made songs inspired off that, like, on that, basically, Wrath of Cain vibe. I'm trying to take it back there. But keep it updated.
You're going to keep us posted and make sure you come visit us in the studio sometime soon, because, you know, we need to share all that good stuff with the people. But right now, I thought it was only correct that we dropped you some of that DJ Supreme brand new production featuring Son of Noise. This is RIP. Thank you so much for joining us on the line, Parky.
Bless up.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you soon. Lots of love. Bye. You're tuning to Food Bar Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy taking you up till 6 p.m. RIP.
That's what I'm talking about. We love this shit. We eat this shit. We breathe this shit.
A magazine with 16 venomous bars supreme. Rush shotgun, start pulling the card. Lyrical mass murderer, midnight marauder, slaughter enemies in alphabetical order. Riff radical torture. Here I come, ear drum bleed. Whenever the black radical starts to breathe, back off sabbatical leave. Silverback gorilla, serial killer, veteran MC. You don't know my steez, how I squeeze off. Got back to one of your captain breeze off. The almighty rock, ready to rip. Blow you apart like the Gaza Strip. Whenever I spit, literature from my jaw coming at ya. Serve and slay when I'm all up in this rap. Capture my foes, leaving them slain. I'm danger, like propane mixed with the flame. Come on. Similar to a Spartan marching to the drums. Regulate like the late Nick Dogg whenever they bump guns. I'm done with the talking, I'm a walking threat. Guillotine supreme, bring cuts to your neck. Mike, check. Spit venom in and with no remorse. I am the Jedi, bring a balance to the force. To the walls come off, I ride for the culture. Lyrical mercenary, universal soldier. 187, I'm above the law. Forever draw for my team supreme, keeping it raw. Never ran with a champion, I'm going in again. Minute to my state, when the baby hits the bed. I'm the method to the madness, bringing you the pain. Hold chrome to your dome, one to the brain. Insane, lyrical Molotov is a weaponry. I'll set it off when every one of my adversaries. Hitting your heart like the hammer of four. Visionary for the future, all I see is war. And furthermore, you fuck boys never really want it. When it comes to beef, they start running from it. I'm on it 24-7, forever on my grind. Matter, hold me down when I go for my supreme. Fuck 16, I'ma give you 20. Throw away bars and you can keep every penny. I got many more venomous flows in my lungs. Round off sound of like a fucking shotgun. The prodigal son, sharp shooter with the steel. X-gun shot bad boy, the rock, keep it real. Fuck how you feel, this is lyrical warfare. Bodies are going missing, but pissing me off. .5 caliber, whenever I attack. Stamina up to par, run all over the track. Witness lyrical thickness, murderous flows. Body bag, toe tag, another John Doe. Let's go.
That was DJ Supreme featuring Son of Noise. RIP is the track. Definitely check out the video on YouTube. It's so fresh.
Yeah, it's some bad man shit. That's some bad man. Like Colin was saying, boy, when he looks at the camera wide-eyed, like, you're like, he's about to fuck me up, man. Like, yeah,
I love it.
And then you just get the hairs on the back of your neck, like, going, bruv,
yeah.
I'm standing up right now.
And then that's also where you got to look at some of the footage from the party last Friday at Four Pillars 2. Shouts out to, I can't remember who's all the footage is, but yeah, you can find it all on the Four Pillars page. But yeah, the way dude was zooming right into Rock's eyes, whites of his eyes he's performing, it was lots of fun.
Was it Don Cheadle?
Yeah, it was on the Don Cheadle level. Yes, so that was courtesy of our shout out, big up going this week to Four Pillars.
Yeah, man, big up to Four Pillars. I've definitely got to make sure I make the next one, December.
You got to perform at the next one.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm good enough, but hopefully, you know.
Come on, Rox,
if not,
is
I'll
fanboying
just come and chat
you.
Some shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Teddy. Speaking of chatting crap, shout out to Teddy. No, I'm joking. Teddy Ted this weekend.
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about my fat friend who used to be fat but is skinny now.
No, I've got to send a shout out to Teddy because he did a little set towards the end, and I've really got to apologise because I gave him a request, and I know,
what?
Like, I know, but it's only because I was enjoying his selection so much, where I was just like, please, just play me Gangsta, Suckers Need Bodyguards, and but we both enjoyed it. I know, so I feel quite guilty. I did actually mean to text him and say sorry about that, man.
DJ guilt. You should have some proper DJ guilt for that, because that's
I know, that's like sinful.
Sinful, mother lovers. Don't ever walk up to Sarah Love while she's DJing with your phone in your hand talking about, can I get Careless Whispers by, I can't remember that. Yeah, Wham. Ever again, mother lovers.
I've had worse requests than that.
Is it?
Yeah, Careless Whisper. I'd actually probably be quite impressed if someone asked for Careless Whisper. I'd rather that than that. Someone say, can you play the Single Ladies, Beyonce? You know what response is? I don't actually get up many requests.
Well, R&B requests or?
No, just any time.
Is it?
Yeah, no, but when people ask for foolishness like that, I'm like, yeah, I'll see what I can do. And they're just, deuces.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that. That's the way to do it. Just go, yeah, 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 cool. And then they... After about three yeah, yeah, yeah calls, they're just like, oh, fuck it, you're going to play. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you can't be getting involved in conversations. Like, I got mixes to deal with, man.
When I'm hosting, I just shoulder,
moonwalk.
Yeah, ask the DJ, brother. What, do I look like I'll play music?
Yeah, I'll do that. I can't hear you, off. Thing. Yeah. I can't hear you.
I just give them the rugby face off. Like, yeah, look that way, bro.
Rugby face off.
Anyway. Jeez.
This is like one of my favourite parts of the show. FUBAR Radio, are you ready?
I was about to say you can hit my music, but it's dead. The music hit me, mother lovers. You're damn right. This is Mike Zach Hayes in the building. I want to welcome you all down to FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we have space cakes, strawberry and cream all over this mother lover.
Mm.
You're damn right. And it's filled with that bad mother. Shut your mouth. I was about to say love, bitch. This week's investigation, conducted by My Sack Hayes. That's right. My Sack Hayes, mother lover. Yeah.
Sorry, Daddy.
We up here on cloud nine, mother lovers. I heard you can get on the moon and never come down.
But we digress.
Man, this week's investigation is a serious one. Serious one because I woke up this morning and thought, I need to investigate this shit. You know what I mean? I didn't get to sleep really till about 2 or something like that. And then I'll get woken up probably about 7 o'clock. It's probably about 7:30, you know.
Mm-mm.
It's not really the right time to be getting woken up, you know.
No.
Especially, nothing to do with my alarm clock, Mrs. Mice, nothing like that. Not my alarm.
It's not factors you're in control of.
It's the fucking neighbours. I got some mad... Wow. We got mad neighbours, man. I don't even know what they get up to, but...
It's about to get aunt's house.
Yeah, it's one of them ones where... you know, I try not to get angry because I know they got a kid.
Okay.
Up there. So new neighbours. I think they got a kid. Well, I know they got a kid. And maybe it's the kid that does all the stomping around. But
the
then obviously, when you could tell that they've taken a kid to school and they're still stomping around going on, that's when you're like, all right.
Now it's a liberty.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're taking a piss because you lot are over the age of like 7.
Stomping around. Yeah. You're over 7.
That's it. If you're over 7 and you're still stomping around, then you know what I mean?
We got problems.
Yeah, your parents need to be giving you licks again. Nah. So I'm like, right, what do they do up there? What is going on? It sounds like she, you know, when you can hear the chick and she's like, when she goes to work, she's wearing them big ass clogs, you know, like, yeah.
Actual clogs.
Yeah, yeah, well, all right, platforms.
Well.
Yeah, they might as well, they're like clogs.
She's taking it to
I think they're the clog platform hybrids, the
just
people
for maximum
wear nowadays.
Effect.
Yeah, exactly, for maximum effect. She's stomping around like she's angry. It's like you're constantly angry. Dum, dum, dum. Like, come on, man. You ain't going to think about your neighbours like, right, maybe, you know, me thunderously walking around like this might be annoying somebody, you know?
Mm.
You know, so I try my best to walk around. I just, like, slide along. I try and glide along, you know, my Sack Hayes style. Just
yeah,
glide
you're
around.
Floating.
Yeah,
you're
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Around.
I'm not there stomping around. Dum, stum, stum. And the other
maybe
thing is, so this morning, what fucked me up this morning is they were just, like, thumping this house music. Like hardcore. Dum-stum-stum-stum-stum. Yeah, by this time it's probably about 8 o'clock or something.
Okay.
Regardless, I don't want to be listening to like soulless house music at 8 o'clock in the morning. And just, that's like headache. That's boom, boom, boom. Get a headache. Come on, bro.
No, that's Guantanamo Bay torture. That's what that is.
That's what it felt
that's
like.
That's what
man.
They're doing in Guantanamo.
And I was like, well, I don't need a headache now. Like, at least give me some like
haze.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah, give me some alcohol or something. Give me a reason to have a headache. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
And they've just moved in.
Yeah, okay. They're the new neighbors. So, you know, I don't want to get upset. But
you are upset.
Yeah, but I'm upset. Yeah.
Trying to be diplomatic about
that. I guess I'm not going to show them that I'm upset. I'm just going to, do my best to be diplomatic about it. But it just had me posing the question. I was like, you know what? Today I want to find out from all my mother lovers out there.
Mm.
What's the most annoying thing your neighbours do?
Hmm.
That is my investigation for today. So please hit us up at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter. hiphop@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet any of us. Just let us know what is the most annoying thing that your neighbours do. And I'm sure everyone, you know, your neighbours might even be listening now, so be careful. No, don't, like, let us know where you live, or I want my neighbours to know that I'm saying this shit, so hopefully they're listening.
Oh, you're
in.
Like,
yeah, I might even post a little flyer in their letterbox. They're tuning to FUBAR
you're
Radio.
You're indirecting
the, yeah. Because, boy.
Listen back, send them like, a
calm
post-it
the fuck
note.
Down, man. Like, you know, stomping around like that. That's not really, you must realise that.
It's not acceptable.
You know, I'm sure there's, it's like tremors going on in their flat, you know, the goldfish bowls. All. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. So,
and I think it's something that most people have an experience with. I've got to say, I come from a family of musicians, so I guess we make quite a lot of noise.
Wow.
But then,
is there a lot of drumming and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's times when it's like you have the full band. I mean, my dad's getting ready to have a big house party too, so that's going to be full
on. Oh, so there's shit moving around, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But you know, we give everyone lots of warning, I guess. And there's definitely no, like, 7 a.m., house bands jamming.
Jesus, man.
Vibes
they're
things.
Not playing house music at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's like, what the hell is going on in your life? Like, maybe they didn't sleep. I don't know, but.
Yeah, maybe
it's Monday morning.
Hadn't finished.
Yeah, it's Monday morning. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe they were at Four Pillars too and they were just like, we're still riding that high.
Boy, I don't know
going.
If they were playing the shit they played. Like, there definitely ain't no Four Pillars involved in that shit.
They needed a Four Pillars intervention.
You know when every tune sounds the same? Because all I can hear is the bass. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So every tune to me sounds like, dum, dum, dum. 20 minutes later, dum, dum. I'm like, bruv, come on, are you serious? You're not bored of this shit yet. Anyway, man, I've got some answers here from a few people on the Facebook.
You know what kills me, though, is with my old neighbours. It's like, you've been living next door to me for how many years? And still, when I see you in the street, you try and pretend like you don't see me or you don't know me.
Oh, they don't reply. They don't, like, say, hi, how are you doing?
They don't acknowledge my existence.
Yeah.
And then they just want to bitch and moan. That's the only time you hear
serious,
from them.
Serious? That's the only time they talk?
They're getting aggy, about something. Even though I feel I'm a perfectly approachable, reasonable person who could, you know, we can talk and find a... meeting
some
place.
Common ground,
yes.
Yeah. But all they want to do is don't you notice when Trevor picks up the recycling, he's always like picking his nose and
then you know what happens? Someone tagged up their dustbin with it was quite funny with a Dick and Balls.
Oh shit! Don't lie.
And then they thought they were smart, and then they switched my dustbin with their dustbin, and it looked like someone tagged up my dustbin.
How did you know it was your dustbin then?
Because I knew that my...
I tagged that shit.
Yeah. Because it was me who tagged it out. Now the truth is out. The truth is out.
Oh, dear, man. Yeah, I got some neighbours that... what do they do? There's one guy that he's always playing... for some reason, he always looks angry. Like, he's got that face. You know when he's like... he's always got that face where he looks angry. I don't think he's working on nothing, but he's always playing. He either plays Tupac... He plays like old school, some old school jungle tapes, you know, like when
well,
you can hear.
Well, that's an improvement
it.
From the da 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 da.
Yeah, I guess.
The house beats.
Yeah, and then what else does he do? Yeah, he raps along to the Tupac shit, and you're just like, it's weird because that's all he listens to, and it's like California. You know, it would be like two tunes. There's only two tunes. Yeah,
in this selection.
It's just weird, man. Yeah, got a weird selection.
Everyone in California.
after a while that can get annoying. I ain't, you know what I mean? I love,
like, rest in peace T-Bag.
Yeah, rest in peace T-Bag. You know, I love Dre, yeah. But after a while it's like, bruv, switch it up or something. Like, there's, you know, there's a reason why there's so much selection of music out there that you could choose from. So please, at least try. You know what I mean?
No, but yeah. It's difficult living next to people. You don't get to hand select yourself.
It's a bit, but what can you do, man? I mean, this is part of life. You learn how to live with these people, you know? You learn how to suppress your anger.
Suppress your violence. You grow as a person, you know, because it teaches you how to deal with adversity. But I'm wondering what techniques maybe the listeners can share about how they get on with their neighbours.
And
I am totally curious to know what other psychopathic experiences they've had with their neighbours like I have had.
So I asked on Facebook, as always, in the morning, and Sam Davis answered. So the question is, obviously, what's the most annoying thing your neighbours do? Sam said, breathe.
See, that's how it felt with my old neighbours a little bit. I'm sure, like, they thought that about
me. He just wants them dead, basically. He'd rather open the door and see them in the driveway just,
I think that's how my old neighbours used to think about me, probably. Yeah, so now I'm seeing it
neighbors
from the
hell,
other side.
Boy. Danny Seaton says, say hello.
That's all annoying.
Hey, he'd rather not talk to them.
Now I'm understanding, because I'm the one going out on my way to be friendly, say hello, and they're just like, we don't want to interact with you. You do not exist.
Little did we know, Daddy Seaton is Sarah Love's next door neighbor.
Damn, sorry. That's hilarious. Just trying to be friendly.
Oh shit, look, shout out to Django Mancub. He provided a beat for the open mic a couple weeks ago. Django Mancub says, play shit music at 4 in the morning. See? Yeah. See, well, this is what I'm talking about.
No, it's a liberty.
4 in the morning, you can understand. Maybe they've come home from being out. But 8 in the morning, you're playing shit music at 8 in the morning. Yeah. Come on, bruv. Help me out here.
Honestly, I swear that is a technique they're using in Guantanamo Bay to break people down.
He says, unlucky for them, I have a drum set.
Yeah, it's like, okay, two can play
at
that game.
Yeah, boy, that's hilarious, man.
Paul Clark, I like this. He said, I used to live next door to two neighbours who were swingers.
Two neighbours that were swingers?
So, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Are these two separate neighbours and they used to swing together?
Yeah.
Or,
and how did they even know that they were swinging?
Yeah, Paul. You just exposed yourself, yeah. Paul
how
Clark.
How did he know?
On the email.
That's hilarious.
We need a bit more background to that story, please, Paul Clark.
Wesley Cole Alcorn, he says, their cat shits in my garden, not theirs. That's fucked up.
They trained the cat to do it.
That's hilarious. Their cat shits in his garden.
Wow.
Jesus. And then Hamzilla.
Remember when cat shit used to be white? Do you remember those days? Now, that reminds me of the
80s. Remember what, when you just collect it, yeah?
Remember vampires?
Yeah, well, boy, like, that sounds like, you know when you used to get the cards and you swap cards in school? That was like, hey, I've got some brown white shit. Now I've got white shit. White cat shit.
No, but remember in the 80s, cat poo was white.
Someone else said that to me and I was like, what? How did you...
Do you remember cat poo being white? Yes. Adam and Nat are backing me up.
So Kit Kat, basically, whiskers and shit like that had more calcium in it or what?
They used to put some ingredient that they don't put in cat food anymore. But it just makes me nostalgic.
Is that not nothing to do with it just being dry? Just like... Yeah, I think it was just dry. I think it was probably in the summer where you were out a lot more.
Scientific breakdown.
Yeah, this is me breaking it down scientifically as we always do.
We always do.
Hip-hop,
you can rely on us.
This is hip hop science, basically.
Hip hop science.
When the water is evaporated from the cat doo doo, it obviously turns white. Therefore,
the molecular structure breaks down.
Breaks down
which
into
only allows
atoms,
certain
which means
things to break through the spectrum
exactly,
of light, and
that's
then
exactly it.
You're not
that's,
seeing. Yeah,
that's exactly what
see?
I was going to say there. So. Yeah, nah, I don't remember that shit. But anyway, Hamzilla gave him some advice. He said, put chili powder in the spots it usually goes to and it won't be back there in a hurry. That's messed up, man.
Oh, that's mean.
You put chili... Oh, that is messed up, man. Chili powder.
That's mean.
The cat will be like... Ah!
But then it's just going to do his doo-doo somewhere else.
That's true.
Oh.
I mean, what do you do? I remember where I lived before, I used to hate that there were the pigeons used to come on the balcony.
Oh, God.
And that's what I did. I put chili, so I read somewhere, put chili powder Yeah, and they, you know, they scarped it. They weren't really there as much. Scarped. They're like, bruv, something's going on here. I don't know what it is, boy, but fuck this shit. Yeah, because they come, they start laying their eggs.
Oh, wow.
And then you feel bad because you're like, right, you know, I'm against abortion. Yeah, and I'm against abortion. So I don't really, let alone, I don't even really want to touch them eggs. No. You know, like.
They're flying rats, isn't it? Pigeons, yeah, really.
No matter how hungry I was, I'd never scrambled any of them pigeon eggs.
No, even though it was free eggs.
Times were hard, but yeah, exactly, it's free eggs. Yeah, so chili powder's a good idea. So who else we got? Jazz Kaina. Shout out to Jazz Kaina. We got to get her up on the show, man. She's a sick rapper.
Yes.
She says that her one of the annoying things her neighbours do is complain about low-level music at any time of the day, any day of the week. So I'm guessing she's playing music, you know, decent music with some soul in it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's soulful.
Yeah, at a certain level, and they're just always complaining. Haters. They're just probably hating.
Yeah, they're just haters. Let's just put all these people down to haters. My friend the other day was saying that their neighbour came round. They were playing Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Mm.
And then the neighbour came round and said, "Can you turn your rap music down, please?" And they were just like, "Are you for real?
Serious?
You just heard something that sounded black.
It just sounds like rap.
Like, that's gangster thug music."
Wow, that's hilarious. Yeah, and you play so Gladys Knight and the Pips. Like,
side-eyed them.
Jesus.
But yeah, hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. I want to get into more of these. Coming up next, we have Ezra Collective performing live in the studio. I cannot wait to hear this. I love these guys. They're so super talented. I've been working with a whole gang of peeps, so we're going to get the whole rundown from them. Should I play a tune first, Mice, before we get into some more of your...
Yeah, let's play a tune, because I've got a bunch of people. Wow, a lot of us have got some annoying neighbours from hell, but it's from the sounds of it. So yeah, let's get into a tune, and I'll we'll sieve these ones through and see which ones are the funniest.
Yeah, so here is something for you brand new from Guilty Simpson.
Got that swing, staring at a king, bow kiss the ring, the rise of the cream, straight to the top, we go to extreme, sis can't sleep, I'm in my ex's dreams, spin nice, yeah, extra mean, check the team, you must be on lean, peyote, heroin, and mescalines, oh, you're the best, I'll test the thing, oh, you're the best, I rep the mean, Motor City streets, bloodshed supreme, broke bread and scheme, coke heads and fiends, broke ribs and springs, dope triple beans, all they know is green, Mac 10 machines, crack bins with cream, black men and queens packed in the scene, black bins clean, just shooting the gift and letting off steam, yeah.
We can really go all the way back to Africa and really lay something on you. Cause you people ain't really getting young people no credit to you in these days of whatever we into, what we've been talking about all this time.
I mean, if law was power, we rule the world.
Yeah. Used to be plenty, nowadays seem like you can't get any, and if you do, then here comes envy. When I was young, I fell in quickly, real dumb, then I got numb, wasn't for me, ignoring the same chicks, ignoring me. Didn't care much for authority, cause still the crew had
love
and loyalty. And that meant more to me, all equals and moved accordingly. Fam, till the wheels fall off, even when it still go off like royalty. Young kings with a distinct
love,
but life in young queens took.
Loveless.
If not, we keep pushing. Why waste time and keep looking? Say watch for the serpents, they're in the background lurking, claim to have
love, But when you're down on your luck, them same cats smirking, loving that you're hurting, troubled and uncertain. See you in person, it's all cool. But when you leave, they call you everything under the sun, except a child of God and talk rude. It's no
love.
Things have changed when familiar faces don't seem the same. Giving off bad energy, no loss, but you did it all in vain. Still living, still you at a standstill, still getting mad that I'm pulling paper. Friends no more, that's why I say later.
Fubar Radio, that was Guilty Simpson letting off steam, and the track Love is produced by Catalyst. It's from last year's album he put out, Detroit Sun, but it didn't actually make it to the final cut. But it's got that good flavour. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
You're damn right. Myself, Mice Diggy, Mother Lovers, and we are joined by
some very special guests.
None other than
Ezra
Collective. What are you saying, guys? What are you saying, man?
Yeah, we're good, man. How you doing?
Yo, these lot, if people don't know, man, these guys smashed it at the Breaking Convention Park Jam a couple weeks ago. Just killed, demolished that stage, boy.
Yeah.
So we had to make sure we somehow got them on here. I wasn't sure how he was going to get a drum kit in here.
Yeah, we made it
and
work.
The rest of it, but boy.
Look, where there's a will,
there's a way, mother lovers.
Yes. So and what's going on with you guys, man?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We've been really busy of recent, which has been dope. It's been good fun playing the new EP and stuff.
Well, first of all, break down for people, because there's lots of people listening. They might never have heard of none of this before, and as a collective.
What are your names,
what
first
is it? Yes, go on.
So I'm Femi.
And I'm TJ.
And I'm Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Joe plays the keys. TJ's on the bass.
Indeed.
Femi's on the drums.
Yeah.
That fire. How did Ezra Collective get together? Like, what are the origins of the band?
So, we met through an organization called Tomorrow's Warriors. So,
jazz. Yeah, my niece
what is that? What's Tomorrow's Warriors?
Yeah, oh, okay. She's a talented pianist.
What is it?
Yeah, man, it's like a jazz organization.
Yeah, they take young kids such as ourselves and kind of teach us how to play jazz,
and so, it's free.
It happens
at South Bank. It's very dope. So if you've got kids and you want them to get involved or nurture their musical abilities, definitely search up Tomorrow's Warriors. Yeah, so that's where all you guys met.
That's where I know these guys from.
I mean, he's my brother, but
yeah. so you met him before, we actually met at home.
Yeah. So like, so in terms of like being a jazz musician, what's the— did you guys start off playing the instruments you played and then turn to jazz, or was it a case of that's how you started playing the instruments?
So for TJ and I, we grew up in church. Mm. So that was my introduction to music, playing every Sunday, playing the drums. TJ got on the bass. And then I guess it was through just the love of music, I started researching about my favourite drummers. And a lot of them kept on saying that they were into like jazz drummers. And just through checking out like my favourite drummer and then finding out he loved Max Roach, and then I'll check out Max Roach and I was like, oh snap, I love him too. And then that's how I got into jazz.
Yeah, I just got into it through my parents, man. They both are jazz musicians.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mum's a singer and my dad plays piano. So
whereabouts are you from?
Countryside, Oxford countryside.
I'm from Jazzland, bitch. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
These lot are so chilled out and cool. You can tell they're jazz cats, boy.
And then what? Because you've name checked some like classic artists there. Like, who is really representing? You know, what names would you shout out currently of the jazz movement at the moment? People who are active.
Kamasi Washington.
Ooh.
Get Kamasi nice and close Washington. To the oh, microphone for me, because I'm not hearing your dulcet voice. Tones. Yeah.
Kamasi Washington is the guy I'm checking out right now. A dope saxophone player.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about him.
He's
yeah.
crazy.
But really, it's all about Ezra Collective, because what you guys before, you've done a whole gang of, a whole run of like incredible shows recently. I keep seeing your names
yeah,
everywhere.
Man. Yeah, it's been wicked. We just hit up the Great Escape Festival in Brighton on Saturday, which was dope, man. That was, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's like they turned the whole of Brighton into a festival.
Yeah.
Stages everywhere, and loads of different acts performing all sorts of stuff.
That's the one where they have people come check out and they might sign you, right? They have
I mean, yeah, you can kind of tell some people that look mad serious.
And you can tell some people that are hard to blend in.
Yeah. We were just focusing on the people there to party really hard. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I did notice there was a bunch of emails when we finished, like, oh, right, that was a bit
mad
weird.
Industrial emails, what does that word mean?
Yeah. No, but it was sick, man. And then we hit up So Far Sounds yesterday.
Oh, So Far Sounds, I've done them, yeah.
Killing. Yeah. Killing, man. Yeah,
you lot would smash that.
Yeah.
What is So Far Sounds?
So they have people performing in like front rooms or, you know, like kind of
warehouse.
So you know people live in warehouses nowadays, like, so it's a big kind of area, and then they just invite a bunch of people down.
Yeah.
And then they have a band perform, or a few bands perform in front of them.
So it was like 80 people squeezed into this like massive living room, basically.
Sounds like my dad's house party.
Yeah, it's the right kind of house party. It was like that. And then they film it, and it was just, it was a vibe, especially because you can't buy tickets to it. You have to be like
invited.
You sign up for it, and they invite you to be on the show, to come to the gig.
Yeah.
So no one really knew who we were or anything like that. It was all kind of playing to fresh ears, like, it's and real, that was and cool, man.
What I noticed is it's real music lovers, that, and that's the point of it. It's like people that actually want to hear live music, they want to hear live performances, and they're impressed. And they're not like, you know, tunnel minded. They're not like just into one style of music. Exactly. So you can really
you can turn
go
up
there
and get any kind of music on the day. So
that's amazing, man. And so you guys have also played with Pharoah Munch.
Yeah.
I saw there was something written about that as well. How did that come about?
How did that happen?
So I got this really good friend called Sarah Love, and she invited me to Ronnie Scott's one day, and that's where I met have I ever told you that I was talking with Troy.
Is this something I'm going to appreciate you saying on air that you should
It's embarrassing for me, man. So basically, we were talking the whole time, and he was asking what kind of music. We were just talking music for like an hour. And I said, oh yeah, I'm into Pharoah Munch. Not realizing, I didn't know what he looked like, because my records I have, Internal Affairs, it's half his head's covered.
Yeah, so you didn't.
And I just got the PTSD record, and he's wearing like a mask on that, and I just flopped, man. I just told him,
about himself.
Yeah, so you were speaking to Pharoah. Oh, that's Troy. By the way, listeners, I didn't know that these two, that Sarah had introduced Femi and all that.
So I was talking, and then he was like, yeah, I'm a rapper. I was like, oh, sick, man, I'll check out your stuff, like, what's your
stage, so he
like,
went along with it. He was like,
yeah,
oh, this
and
dude
he
don't
was
even
like
know.
Yeah, I'm Pharoah Munch. And I was like, oh, okay, awkward, but yeah, sick record, man.
That's
and
funny,
then yeah
man.
And then it was like 2 months later, Sunday evening, I'll never forget it. I was just about to start heating up the jollof and that.
Jollof,
and yeah, exactly. And then Sarah called and was like, Pharoah needs a band.
Wow.
Are you available? I was like, yeah, call Joe. Like,
make yourself available, Joe.
I was available for that funeral.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, and then yeah, and we're gonna be doing our fifth run with him this summer.
Because then it was just a few weeks after that where then you did the show at what was the venue? And you had the
Jam.
Sousaphones.
Mm. Brixton Jam.
The Pharoah Munch with the full live band and the Sousaphone, the brass section for Simon Says, which people were kind of like, what the hell?
It was incredible, man. It was incredible. So yeah, and then we just been running it ever since, improving together, playing all the time and that. So this summer we got a run. It'll be our fifth run with him.
And that's I love crazy. How you guys work with DJ Boogie Blind as well in the set. Because no, it's just so nice. It's so nice. Shouts out to Blind. But yeah. It's so nice how, yeah, you've just merged the... You've still got that DJ factor properly.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
the proper hip-hop sense in the set. But it's just blended so nicely with the live band.
We got the... We always end up... like just jamming and playing together in sound checks for like
and
ages,
and the starts of the gigs, like the first track, the
beginning
will just
of
be
the
like
gig,
just the jam,
something that Boogie was listening to in the day. It's like, let's try this.
Yeah,
no, serious.
Yeah, he's a crazy, then, he's a crazy DJ. Yeah, so it feels like playing. You're playing with an instrumentalist. It's the reaction is exactly the same. Mm. Like you, Joe play an idea, he would scratch it back, and then I play something, and you play it back, and then switch the tune. So he's incredible. Incredible.
Wow, it sounds like a crazy marriage of music right there.
But you guys also worked with some like UK rappers and stuff, isn't it? You just put out this record and there's enough rappers from out here who sort of lace the track.
What's the deal with this record then? Is it? It's an EP, right?
Yeah.
EP, man.
How did it come together?
Joe?
Just out of the blue, really. We were just like, we've been working on the music for a while. We all put into each track. So chapter 7 is kind of all of our contributions. Chasing the Square is my track. Into the Jungle is by TJ and so on. So yeah, we just needed somewhere to record it. And then Femi met Abbey Road,
the plug
producer, somehow at a gig and managed to befriend the guy.
Femi's good at that, isn't he?
There's
he just picks people up.
We send them out to get the hookups. But yeah, so they managed to sort us out with some free time in Abbey Road Studios.
Serious? At Abbey Road Studios?
Yeah, it was kind of mental.
Wow.
How
so
exciting.
You recorded the whole thing there? Or?
Yeah, in one evening. We went in and did like a session. It felt really nice. It's like one of the nicest recording sessions I've done.
And what's the name of the EP? Give the people the information.
Chapter 7.
Chapter 7. How can they find it if they want to listen to it? Have you got a website? What's the links to share?
Yeah, so Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes, Apple Music, all of that stuff. Just type in Ezra Collective. Chapter 7,
it'll be there.
It'll be straight there.
That's what we need. And today, we ain't going to be playing anything from the EP.
No.
Because you're going to be playing live!
Yeah, we got the guys doing the open mic beats, mother lovers.
I'm so excited. There's like keyboard with lots of lights on and stuff. There's like a bit of a magpie, flashing lights over there, and there's like an actual instrument, a bass guitar,
I've
and things.
Got the bass.
What I wanted to ask you lot though is, how did you come up with the name Ezra Collective? Like, well, Collective we know, but Ezra, where's that?
Ezra is he's a prophet in the Bible, and his philosophy is basically that he studied people that came before him and used that information to go forward. And it's the same way that that's the same method we use with our music. So we might check out like a Fela Kuti record or a James Brown record or Sonny Rollins, stuff that came before us, and then we'll kind of cocktail all of that like information and use that going forward. So it's the same.
Yeah, you got that hip hop element, that jazz element. That's what I'm saying. So that's why these kids have got to learn jazz music. That's what I'm saying.
For real.
You know, that's the importance of it, is because everybody that's in, I don't know anybody that's into jazz music that doesn't look behind them and find out where it came from and how it came about.
The only way to become a dope jazz musician is you got to study what has happened before
dope
you to know
musician,
where you're
man.
Going.
Yeah. Don't exactly. Any field, you just got to be,
And I think, and that's where, you know, hip hop and jazz, that's why it works. It's like, it's
such,
you know,
marriage.
You can see hip hop has stemmed from that notion, you know what I mean? Like the way people think is very similar, you know, and you can appreciate the music a lot more. And you end up appreciating music from all over the world because of that. Do you know what I mean?
But thinking of people who don't think similarly, every week Maestro investigates like Gene Simmons. Like Gene Simmons, he did he was gunning Prince as well the other week.
He's just like a rolling bandwagon full of hate.
Shut him down. But yes, no, every week Maestro has some key investigations where he's
Maestro
just
is,
like, sorry,
yeah.
Maestro. Slap wrist.
Making the change.
It's hard, bruv. Making the change. Over the course of years, I'm still trying to get people to just call me Maestro. But
anyway,
we digress into something way more important. I'm trying to find out from all my mother lovers out there, because, you know, every week I do an investigation, which is It's going to help you in life. You could take this, you get the answers, and you can walk away with something. And you know,
an enriched person.
And in this case, not be that annoying neighbor. I want to find out. Okay. You, I'm sure you lot got some answers on
musicians,
this.
Musicians, come
what's
on. I know every musician
probably,
in the world
you've probably
has
been
with their neighbors.
You've probably been the neighbor from hell by playing your music loud.
You know
but
what, though? It's a funny situation with us. Our neighbor's not the neighbor from hell. We got two neighbors. The ones on the right, they're lovely. They're such nice people. They come, they say to us like, yo, the music's great, we love the drumming,
keep
all of
practicing.
That. We dance
we
to
love
it.
Drumming.
So.
They're
so cool about
wow,
that.
Wow, you're lucky, man.
Our neighbours on the left, they don't even look at us when they walk in the garden and we're sitting in the garden.
This is what I'm talking about.
I get the
it's the cold vibes.
I get the
man.
You don't exist.
They're gonna ignore it.
I'm intensely reading this newspaper.
Exactly.
They're probably
just walking real fast down the garden.
I'm socially awkward, so I don't want to highlight that anymore
weird,
by looking at you.
I just want to say, but I know you're feeling this beat. Just
I just
want to
be like,
let's just give us a lot of
some
respect.
But you know, I think it's easy to mistake shyness for rudeness, isn't it? So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're just really shy.
Yeah, some people do. They find it hard to, you know, communicate with people they don't know. And so
that's why they switch people's dustbins that get tagged up with the dick and balls.
I mean, that's
passive aggressive. That's the only way they can communicate.
Yeah.
And that's why they tag up people's dustbins.
That is messed up.
I didn't
man.
Tag their dustbin up.
So I've got a couple more answers before we get into some more music. Steve Marine, he's from all the way from Australia. Actually, he's a drummer.
Oh,
I know
respect.
This guy. I used to work with him. Son Veneno. The band is called Son Veneno. Yeah. Latin band. And he says, you know, so the question obviously was, what's the most annoying thing your neighbours do? And he said, smoke weed and don't pass the joint over the fence. that's some funny shit. Corey Collar says, caught one of my neighbours pissing in my window a few months back.
Window?
Wow, in your window.
What?
On or in?
On or in is a big difference.
I hope that's
it's a big difference.
No, he says in.
No, I think it must be, I hope that's a typo. They're next to each other on the keyboard, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's caught one of my neighbours pissing in my window a few months.
That's well, in or on,
been,
either way.
That's
I'm
a
sorry.
Red flag
well,
straight away.
Yeah, with a hacksaw or scissors or something.
Slam the window
shut.
Bam!
Better be double glazing as well, boy. You ain't trying to hear the screaming after.
It's your problem. Goodness me, that's outrageous.
Yeah, that is a bit mad.
That's almost unheard of.
Catherine North says, next door neighbour playing the trumpet badly.
Aww.
You gotta stop somewhere.
I have to defend the brother though, man. These things are a process. It can't sound great.
You gotta start somewhere, man.
This is a totally biased.
I have got a story though, actually. Once I was playing football in my garden and we kicked it over the fence. Mm. I mean, for it happened several times. So we just used to like, I just climb over. And this one particular time, when I was climbing, I like climbed up the tree to get down to get the ball, and I like flopped. And I fell, and my foot was basically caught in the tree, and I was dangling.
Oh,
wow. What? You were like
I
a
was,
bat.
And then I was just getting nervous, like she's gonna catch me. And like, lo and behold, 2 minutes later, while I was like trying to say, "TJ, save me," kind of thing, she came out and just saw me dangling.
Oh, no!
I needed her help.
That was the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah,
like,
she must have been like,
hanging upside down in the tree.
Like, this serves you right.
She called the police.
No, she didn't.
Quite nervous about that. That's a black man dangling.
Exactly. Help! Police were there in 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Black man?
Oh, man.
And Pembo says, my neighbours slam their patio doors every time they let their dogs out for a shit and they don't clear it up.
Oh, Libby's.
That's nasty, man.
That
so
is
what?
Dusty.
Is that? Would that be in his garden, in his back garden?
Yeah, I was going to say. Or maybe it's like a shared garden.
Let's
maybe
assume it's his garden.
The doo-doo.
Yeah, when the wind is blowing in the preferable direction. Do you guys are too young to remember when cat poo was white.
I don't think, you know what, I don't think cat poo was white at one point and then became black.
I think
black
it still is
it
white.
It is. It's because you're so young.
That's a bit. What?
It's racialist.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Cat poo, I think you just see some more cat poo that's white because it's been out there for a long time.
Yeah, white before.
You know what, I'm not going to lie, when you guys were talking about it, they were researching it.
Yeah.
I swear I'm correct, like they changed the ingredients. It's because you guys are so young and fresh faced.
She reckons in Whiskers, has different. Yeah, they've changed the molecular structure.
It's some kind of plot.
I don't know about that. I'll put it more on.
That's what they want you to believe, bro.
Yeah, just ask David Icke. Ask David Icke.
Sarah Love, you gotta believe it.
Because it's true.
It's the new world order. It's happening.
But hey, we've got so much to fit in today, and as usual, we're running out of time. So let me quickly play this track from the artist that you guys have been rolling with. This is Pharaoh. Well, it's Robert Glasper, another dope cat. Yeah. Glasper. It's Robert Glasper.
Are you playing it for free?
And this features Pharaoh Monch on this track. It's taken from the Miles Ahead soundtrack. Did you see the Miles Davis film?
Not yet.
So yeah, we're going to play this track, and then right after this we're going to get Ezra Collective in the house to perform something live, and coming up very soon we're going to get into that open mic too, so keep it locked right here, hiphop@fubarradio.com. This is called Gone 2015.
Some kind of pulse that goes on all the time, you know. Five, four, three, two, watch it.
Seen the light shine brightly on the other side twice, and each time it blinded me when it beamed and reminded me of dreams of God and Christ, the kind that I used to have when I was a teen, and I would twitch and blink and I would scream and switch whatever I was visualizing to fit into a split screen, sort of a psychological device. On the right side God was black, on the other side Christ was white. God would spread his majestic wings as wide as I could see towards the sky and take flight, so high that he would block the sun, and then he would return to earth and look me directly in the eyes and ask me what I already knew he would ask me for spite. Would you be gold once we're gone? Let it resonate, get in tune with the tune like a tune fork. Let it breathe, let it live, let it reverberate.
What's this? Here it is,
and as a matter of fact, black matter will live forever. Our lives matter, black. Black lives matter, and as a matter of fact, you are a part of me as much as I am a part of you. The universe is the body, the earth is a beautiful molecule. Humans are simply atoms, a part of a God particle, vibrating kinetic energy, endlessly searching for solitude. I marvel at God's phenomenal artistry, equate longitude, latitude, and feel magnetic fields of mind domino, the natural projected. To discover that we're not home alone, and saw the stars are just genetic codes inside of chromosomes. Plus the moon is not made of provolone. Feel the undertow, check the overtones. Clueless the mass, refuse the musical motorhome. So I spit it in code and made a choice to walk the globe alone. The God particle, odd but logical. Not found in religious blogs and articles. The chronicles like a message in the bottle from the honorable Elijah Muhammad in the form of a song. We'll be right back.
totally under control here. It's Fubar Radio. That was the sounds of Robert Glasper and Farrah Monchu. Our guests right now who are in the studio, they have been the official tour band for Farrah Monch. And right now, they have a new record out. It's called Chapter 7. And right now, they're going to perform something for us, for you guys, live in the studio. I'm quite excited about this. I'll put those faders up. Oh, you hear that buzz? Sounding exciting.
God damn, that's the sound of... Yeah, that's when you know you're about to go in. Let me get the headphones on so I can hear this properly. Chale. Oh, chale.
So, you guys are good to roll?
Yeah.
I can't wait. So, here we go. Fubar Radio. This is the sounds of Ezra Collective. Let's
live
do it.
And direct, mother lovers. Let's go. Collective right there. You had Joe on the keys, TJ on the bass, and Femi on the drums. El drums que pasa hombre. You can stick in around for the open mic, no doubt, boy. Yeah. Jesus.
Yes, because you guys are going to be providing this week's beat for the open mic, so I cannot wait to see.
That was amazing,
this jam.
Man. That was amazing.
Special. That was something special for
That's
real.
That jazz. I was trying to do the jazz hands, but I couldn't get it right, man. I was like, all right, let me just sit down and cool my black ass down.
Enjoy this. Yes, you're locked into Fubar Radio. That was the sounds of Ezra Collective. Definitely go
check
out
much,
their
guys.
EP. It's called Chapter 7. It's out now. I've got to send a shout out to Paul Clark. He was the one who has these neighbours who are swingers, and he said he found out they were swingers when he asked, when the neighbours asked if him and his girlfriend would fill in for a couple who had cancelled. He claims they declined.
Anyway.
But yes, keep your messages coming through to us in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and right now we're joined by our first guest for
Twisted
this week's
Pennies. We same.
How
bruv.
You doing? Hello, everybody.
Hey. How? It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
So, where do you spring from?
I come from Leicester. I just came down from there today on the train after college and that.
Serious? Come down here, yeah.
Fucking hell, cheers, yeah, bruv, man.
Love you, yeah, that's man. Wicked.
No, I'm happy to be here. I'm next to my guy right now. Like, this guy's a big influence to, like, what I've been doing. Serious?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
You know me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mice is the best, isn't he?
Nah, I'm just there.
From a long time, from like a little from a little kid, I was like, rah, this guy's hard. You know
from
a
little kid, you see Mice.
Yeah, I know he's making me feel old now, boy. I still got them young kid genes, though. Come on with it.
How did you get introduced to the hip hop scene in the UK then?
Well, I was just one of those kids whose big brothers was always playing Wu-Tang and that, and it was like, oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever come across.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I just kind of took it from there and then developed my own thing. And as I said, like, Maestro was one of the first people who made me think, oh, there's man in the UK who can do this,
wow,
as well. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
there's man
crazy
in England, like, you know, Chester P, Ramson, Bad Bones, that type of kettle of fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I just took it from there all the way through school and college, and now here I am, like, 22, still doing it, you know what I mean?
That's nice, man.
Yeah.
Bless you. And then, so have you got any material out? Like, what's it?
Oh, yeah. I've been putting out material kind of since I started. Like, I got Black Blankets is what I put out on iTunes and Spotify last year. I got something coming this summer, Those That Reap. And I'm part of a collective as well, BL Genius. That's a whole different thing. That's like loads of different types of musicians from Leicester, from the same kind of social group, just a circle of friends who make music together, and we got all sorts of things coming out from that from that capacity, you know what I mean?
And you worked with Ramson, innit?
No, I've never met him. Oh. Like, he came to Leicester one time. I shook his
hand. Did you by any chance see him on our open mic a couple of weeks
ago? Yeah. That was what kind of made me happy to be up here doing it myself. I was like, rah, I'm following my man.
Yeah, he blacked out, boy. Yeah. He just demolished that shit, right?
And Mahalia was on here recently as well, you know, the singer. She's not on our show. Oh, okay. Well, she was around.
You see that? You got a little nod. Yeah, but not on our show.
When I mentioned it, my brethren said, "Oh yeah, I seen her in a picture with Maestro." But that's my brethren's sister, who's part of BLG as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been in a past life.
Another life.
Yeah, maybe he was
dreaming. I don't know.
Mice is constantly just swarmed by fans and like people, paparazzi and things, so it all becomes a bit of a blur, really.
No one invites me anywhere, though, so I don't do, you know what I mean? I'm not famous, I just do famous shit every now and again.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
I can still go into my local Tesco's and, you know, sting stuff and no one knows
me.
You
got a betting shop opposite a betting shop still, innit?
So what's going on next then? So what you got coming out soon?
Well, right now I'm about 80% done on my next project, For Those That Reap. That's it's summer and it's shining, so no one really wants to hear about death, but that's kind of like the theme of the project, just as a perspective, because it's easy to just make a whole load of songs and put them together as a project, but I kind of like to have a
concept,
consistent theme running through, you know? And it's not like super, super dark. It's just like, consideration.
What made you want to do that? What was the premise behind?
I don't know. I mean, I just started
speaking of death.
Yeah, I was just like the type of fiction I was reading at the time when I started making the project. Like, just kind of engineered the direction, you know.
Oh,
but there's
right.
a whole lot of different type of stuff on it. It's not all just like you're going to die one day. It's like different perspectives on that.
And are you releasing yourself, or are you?
I'm just gonna do it all, like cutting the album covers up myself with my own scissors, burning my own seat, just that type
Serious.
Of thing. Just keep doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the thing is building itself. Like the support base and the foundations are definitely building themselves over time because of. This isn't the first project I've put out, you know what I'm saying? And the people in Leicester, obviously, man, know who I am and stuff, so people are behind me up there.
They know.
Yeah, you got a backing in Leicester, yeah.
All my foxes, you know what I'm saying?
Leicester foxes, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's I'm looking nice, forward man. To hearing your skills, because I see your... I like the names that you've checked today. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a group called Black Boulevard?
I haven't.
Black Boulevard people.
Yeah. Sarah's got a racial theme going on today.
Yeah.
White Cat Poo and Black Boulevard. Let's do this.
But there's no connection between the two at all. But no, speaking of task force and up and coming talent and everything, Black Boulevard are Remus and Gears. Yeah. And,
nice.
Yeah,
I know Remus just changed from Remus to Remus Black, so that might be some sort
Jesus,
of.
Jesus, what is going on here, man? This is some Illuminati shit going on.
Yeah.
White, black, checkered, smother lovers.
Everything's interconnected.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought, let me play you something brand new from a project from them. This track is called Angels. It's produced by Farmer G and Darker Strife, Farmer G, obviously, of Task Force. And then we're going to bring in our next set of MCs, and you guys are all going to rap over the fine instrumentals provided by our talented musicians in the studio.
Big ass cherry about to be popped. We've never done this before. It's usually over an instrumental, you know, that's like a CD or an MP3, but this is going to be live. So this is going to be very interesting, man.
I think you're up to the challenge. So first, let me play you this brand new track from Black Boulevard. This track is Angels. Keep it locked to FUBAR.
Let me know. I called out to Aussie like goodbye, Mr. A. It's in a game now, it's really gone. And with a wood nine stretches, hey, kid. Let me run it. I called out to Aussie like goodbye, Mr. A. It's in a game now, we're really gone. And with a wood nine stretches, hey, kids, and our minds, they're buried beneath the earth. We appear reborn. I watch both us change. Scrambled our coppers together tight, this is both our change. See, we both unchained, they mirror image us. The glass shatters into two and then they both hit veins. Like, don't kill yourself over what your focus aims at. I drop and look above cause we are men, we ain't gone. They're looking for an answer where I pen my pages. It's about time I return to where I straight from. I watch understandable grief, but power that aims wrong. I'm pulled back on the lever that's having them drape shut. I four sides of the issue, you won't have sour fruit. Out of the group, if the black of the berries form, they say the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. That's saying there's a degree to a human. I'm lighter tone, and my great-grandfather's Irish. He's a me, there's definitely me and him too.
They say that I could picture me in his shoes. When the angle's biased, stuck in a straight line, leading to truth. These youths don't care about your bling and your coupe. Some of them are no food, they can see through the roofs. So stay strong, brother, even though he's had it with life. He's breaking down the square for some capital prize. He worked three corners, yeah, he's happy to try. With 2-11s on him, that's some parallel lines. He cut shapes, hoping that the matter would slide. Even though the money doesn't matter entirely, they would have you believe it, cause the sadness inside you. Hold waves of tears, but the stature is tidal.
And these girls see celebrity interviews, hoping that the interviewer asks the celebrity's type. Sell themselves short, trying to fit in a character's mold. You can't feel the void in your life if you're spreading your fires.
Can you feel the void in your life by losing yourself in it? No way, you relate. Now what a surprise. Maybe me and you got more in common than what we would like to admit. What with us a little, we look to the sky.
I've been running to my breakthrough. I won't stop until I break that red ribbon. Tell the devil I'll escape you. Tell the reverend not to pray, Lord be with me. I've been standing with my to make you familiar.
Away I go, reading the sentence of my devotional. This image of love and pain is engulfing me. Cut their hand trying to reach me under the rose bushes. Hopefully they see the stem of my hole, fully rooted in my soul. The flower buds of an oath, gravitational pull. The fruit fell further than they ever could have known. Immune, my tree tall enough to shelter from the storm.
A loop, see me walk with their periphery, you ignore subdue. An opponent when I grip him by his jaw, you hardly can win. A poison ivy and dark for the split. Them thorns divided in the minute that I spawn. I'm flora, not the fauna, foliar, not the trees. Shrubbery, not the grass, and lavender, not the leaves. I am bush, the hands rock, and bishop turn. I'm stood standing and stand stood, that's in his word.
I spoke a word from the handbook, and Billy heard it. Backs onto the front, but that could be Damien. It's the omens of all time. It's miscellaneous, I'll be dodging the cold right. I hit the rain with an umbrella and forward. Only missed the freeze by an inch, got my heart boiling. I reach in the dark void and pull the world out. Lend me your hand, they say the earth bound. Cloth stays waving his hand, put the word out. Justice League, forget everyone, it's Justice League. Superheroes what the public needs, this episode ain't lost this week. I'm saving everybody on this beach, I can only pray to God with me.
In the flowing rain, all the ships on the other side of the poker table. They ain't got a dime and a heart to give, but they club on my cartilage while they digging dirt in the throat of spade. A clone car could jam my pockets and fold a game. It's oblivion, cycles round in the road. It's got me praying you will root for me too. I pulled it out of the ground, won't let the cycle repeat. I got a new 52, let the Ryan never change. And me and Remus are like goats in the trunks. If the Ryan never change, tell them goats in the trunks. It's full of bodies that try scoping above, but their alignment's weak. I taught the iron surprise and they sweet. I'm still your brothers, you got this motive promotion. And why didn't you think in getting you freeze my body? City, you don't get it, you freeze my body in a crash and they sleep. I could wake up, travel to decay, the case absent. The same patterns and it's havoc in the states. And avoid them, coming for your blood and grab them, putting a heavy duty doors to the magnet and it breaks.
And they all go crazy. Never wanted nothing but the best for him. Lord, I'll save him. Lord, I'll save him. I can feel it heavy in my chest when they talk outrageous. Talk outrageous. I don't want to talk outrageous. Just that I'm all out of patience. I've been through what they won't and I made it. Walking around with angels and you all look crazy. You all look crazy. I never wanted nothing but the best for him. Lord, I'll save him. Lord, I'll save him. I can feel it heavy in my chest when they talk outrageous. Talk. I don't want to talk outrageous. Just that I'm all out of patience. I've been through what they won't and I made it. Walking around. I've been running to my breakthrough. Up until I break that red ribbon. Tell the devil I'll escape you.
Boulevard. That's Remus and Gears. That track is called Angles. The album is called Avalon. They're a North London duo. That's the extended Task Force family, so definitely check them out. They got more dope music coming in the future. It's FUBAR Radio. It's hip hop time right here with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only, the King.
Mice Diggy, that's right. Mysac Hayes, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, all up in your ears, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just shout ladies out? There's especially. A few. Yes, especially the most importantly. A few gigs this week. Be Real is at Fox and Firkin this week. That's tomorrow night. And you
at
have.
At the Firkin, Fox and Firkin.
At the Fox and Firkin, yeah. And then Black Milk is playing at Brooklyn Bowl on Thursday. And Saturday, Maestro, are you rolling with me? Scala.
Where are we going?
Mash out!
Oh, don't lie! Hey, hey. For real, yeah, I'm on that. I'm there, yeah. I get it. Right, you lot are witnesses, yeah. Because I don't get invited to shit, but.
I'm making it happen. I don't give a damn. There's no two ways.
Yeah, I'm there for that, boy. I got to see MOP live. Jeez, that's like steroids.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so lots of dope hip hop shows to investigate this week. But right now, we have our next set of guests who are joining us for this week's open mic.
Live in the jungle.
Uh huh.
Live in the jungle, yeah.
First
jungle
of all, bro. How did that name come about? Because this is, you have got a jungle kind of look about you lot.
Most of what saying.
There's some wildness.
That was most of
me in it, but.
Who's that? So, all right,
so
let's get the names first.
So, speak into the front
of
the microphone right, so we can hear you.
So, names from that end, yeah. What's your name,
bro? Yeah, Mo Sick.
Mo Sick?
Yeah.
Next up?
Yeah, a boy called Rick.
A boy called Rick?
Yeah.
Mayor Season.
Nah, you lot messed it up, man. What the hell? How did you do that?
Tony wanted to get his shine. That's our producer, isn't it?
So, Tony Bones is the producer?
Yeah. He's the Tony Bones. He's like, he's the.
The backbone.
The brainchild.
Yeah, he's the backbone. And then you're
Mayor Season.
All right, I'm gonna try and remember the name. Don't you know
Mayor,
what I mean?
Mayor. Just call me Mayor. Like Mayor London, Mayor. So,
and
Paris.
Then how did the name come about? Like Life in the Jungle or Life from the Jungle? Life in the Jungle.
Jungle Brown.
How did you come up with the name?
Just trying to put us all together. It's something for everybody. So Tony, me, Mark, Jungle to Jungle. Mm. So we've gone from jungle in the sticks.
Okay, speaking to the front of the mic.
We've gone from jungle in the sticks to the jungle in the LDN. So and look at us all, we're all jungle men, do you know what I mean?
Which part of the sticks?
Which part of the sticks?
Bournemouth.
Oh, Bournemouth. Nice.
Yeah,
right, so we've got some Bournemouth mans in the house,
yeah?
Yeah, just holding it down. I ain't got no money on me though, yeah. Don't like, try to move to me or nothing. So what you lot, what's the deal then? Have you got a project at the moment that you've been pushing or?
Yeah, we dropped our debut, Flight 314, in February.
Nice.
On all digital platforms and vinyl. Yeah, we've just had a fun run. We've just been vibing it out, doing a lot of shows, just, you know, getting a lot of interest. So
a lot of love.
Yeah,
that's why we got you up on here, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
You gotta make sure before you lot blow up and then, you know, I don't know about you lot.
We'll be back.
And what, you're all still based in
London. Bournemouth. We live all over the place. But like me and May are in East. Mo, you're like what, Kingston? Yeah. Tony's like West as well. West. But yeah, our studio's in West.
Whereabouts in West?
Yeah.
You know, like, North Wembley.
North Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's kind of northwest, but I'll let you.
We'll allow you.
There's a west in there, so you know.
No, snap. Yeah. Sorry.
That's all good. How long have you been down then? How long have you lot been in the region of London?
Been about 9 years.
Yeah.
Is
it 9 years?
Oh, damn.
Shoot.
Time flies. I come in 2007.
Oh, you came uni. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
And like, how did you come together? Did you all go to the same school or what? What was the.
Yeah, back in Bournemouth.
Yeah,
like we connected.
You know what? It's just through hip hop. That's all I can say. Like I met Tony Bones through him beatboxing on the street with another MC called Chuddy. Shout out to Asim.
That's like so hip hop. I met him and he was kicking his beatbox in the street.
Seriously. I had cane rows back then, so I was going to get my hair done.
Wow, it gets even more hip hop.
And he was just there. He was just there beatboxing.
Beatboxing cane rows.
It's crazy. And then,
did you have a rope chain on as well?
Nah, no rope chains.
He just had the TNs.
African medallion, man.
A sick light blue tracksuit, though. I had the TNs, TN hat. Man, I was loving it. Shout out to Skepta.
But is Tony allowed to speak?
Yeah, I love it.
The backbone, Tony Bones. What are you saying?
The bones. Yeah, man. Yeah. So basically, we've all been friends for ages, like years, like, and we've literally just been doing music since day. So we're basically following the dream, and yeah, man.
And are you putting the stuff out yourselves as well?
Yeah.
But there's interest now. I hear the labels have been knocking on the treehouse or your jungle? I don't know.
It's
live in the jungle.
Everything's a jungle type. Yeah, this is
it's
jungle.
Been real organic. Just like shit in the jungle, it's been real organic. So like we did a show in Dalston Rooftop for the Beats, Rhymes and Life Tribe documentary. So from there, we just got talking to someone that's feeling us. And yeah, he's just like, look, I can put you in contact with a few friends that can do digital distribution for you.
Mm.
And then that guy, like, basically is just like, yeah, shout out to Craig and Dean. He's just like, yeah, I want to manage you guys. Like, the music's sick.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. So you got a manager as well.
Yeah, we've got two managers and it's us and we just do it. And by the way, Rick does, like, our videos and our graphics as well. So
is it?
Yeah, we've got like a in-house squad.
Yeah, it's all in-house. That's a lot. I think it's a lot easier that way because you know, like, it's a bit awkward when you're working with something, you outsource like a video guy or a photographer or whatever, and it's a bit awkward to try and give them your input without messing with their feelings, isn't it? But I'm sure with you guys now, you can communicate on a level and be like, nah, this needs no, slap, shut the fuck up.
A lot of sense
it's
to a lot people easier. In the music industry. Yeah. Bless them. It's just the passion. It's the passion. But hey, we're running out of time.
As
and
always.
We've still got a tune to play, so then we can set everything up and get into this open mic, which I cannot wait to hear our live MCs with live real musicians and instruments and things. It's incredible. Like Mike says, we're
popping the massive cherry right here on
Breaking Records.
Radio. Breaking Records. We got Tony Bones up in the building. He might beatbox for us. I don't know.
Just popping and locking in the background. That'll do too.
All right, let's get into a tune then because we don't want to run out of too much time. We got four MCs about to go in. I was trying to count myself in there, but I stay out of this. I'm getting too old for this.
Keep
shit
it locked right here.
Never too old, man. Hip hop forever.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm joking, man.
FUBARradio.com. Right. Keep it locked. Open mic is coming up.
FUBAR Radio presents
Dom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
I woke up on my friend's couch after a boozy night out, and the phone is ringing, and I wake up, and it's my manager, and he's like, Hugh, where are you, man? What are you doing? You're like, you're 20 minutes late. I was like, oh, sorry, yeah, just car broke down. Oh, I'm just waiting for the roadside assistance. He's like, cool, just make sure you bring a receipt in. And I was like, okay, man, no worries. I was like, do they even give receipts? How's he going to know? So I just got like a lined piece of paper and just wrote down independent contractor for, and took it in, and he looked at him and was like, wow, you're a real piece of shit to go
you took it that far
to go to that much effort.
Oh, mate.
Every Tuesday
Dom Brown and Hugh Joseph
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, I'm crashing up. Life in the fast lane, slurring. Red lights blurred from the champagne. Which way is up? Sat nav spazzing out. I'm waking up in hotel beds, holding bloody razor blades. Exotic brown skin, chambermaids. Top button popping, another one on the paper chase. Foreign menus, paranoia and painkillers. I'm cutting cash, fingernails like a grave digger's. I'm in the lobby checking out. Shaky signatures, fake smiles and small talk. Sunglasses squinting at the sea from the boardwalk. Dealers rubbing hands from the forecourt. The day closed, the night is young, my head is spinning. Buying drinks for strange women, I stay winning. I'm losing money in casinos, beginner's luck. I'm living life like a man who don't give a fuck. If my demons catch me, they might as well join me. If police ask me, I'm not noisy though. I treat questions as rhetoric. I owe you, stretching my wallet, show my pockets looking prolific now. Too many strange faces, causing hangovers. Playing five bases to keep my hands open. Stick to the
yo,
script.
Yo, nobody ever picture me rich. Still I stand, blow a bag of sand like it's nothing. No discussion, see the cold face, poker bluffing. I soak it up, fuck, I'm looking for a higher buzz. Any kind of drug, I'm on some Charlie Sheen, Tiger Blood, Tiger Woods shit. On some Iron Mug shit, unapproachable face. Like why the fuck am I supposed to be phased? I couldn't give a flying fuck, fired up from the spirit of Remy Ma. Performing exorcism in every bar, sat back admiring. Girls slide up and down the pole like firemen. This is bizarre, why you looking at me sideways? I'm paranoid. paranoid, repercussion from a high grade. Years of abuse, still I look with no fear. Broke sick in both ears, I don't cry, no them tears are for fools. I got more money to burn and places to be. I leave a trail of bad apples, run away with the tree. I'm not a very nice person, obnoxious cursing. But that's the only way I really know how to be. I guess I tip the balance, that's why. They love people like me so they can say, hey, that's the bad guy. So take a look, it's the last time you'll ever see it. And tell Sosa if I want me, I'm ready for it.
That project is really growing on me. Children of Zeus, that track is called Take One. That's Connie Conn and Tyler Daly, straight out of Manchester. Definitely keep your eye on them, because they're just catching enough love and vibes out in the place to be. This is Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. Right now, we are about to get into some live magic, innit, Mice?
You're damn right. We're going to go into some crazy ass dimension right about now. We got Twisted Pennies, we got Mayor, a boy called Rick, and we got Mosick. Tony Bones is in the background there. I know he's going to probably jump in and little beatbox or something. We got Ezra Collective on the music, holding down the beats this week.
Yeah.
Do remember, producers, if you want to get your beats on the open mic, make sure it says beats for open mic in the subject and hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. I do believe we are ready to go into this open mic. Are we ready, mother lovers?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, shit. Ezra Collective, set it off for us.
Yeah. Alright, you don't know how you're gonna say it off, man.
I'ma say it like this off the top. Oh, sick, what? I'm in it for the guap. We doing it, I don't care who you are. It's the Jungle Band crew on the food bar. We live straight up on the radio. Most sick, anything I do blows the stereo. Yeah. We got it live with the guitar. Most sick, I don't care where you are. You got to tune in to what we do in. Yeah, got the movement. Most sick, it's real fluid. Check it. We're the JB crew. It's a 1-2 mic check. I pass it on through. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you saying, bro?
Check it out, yo. JB man season, yo. I already see my future singing hallelujah. I held through the storm with the barracuda. I'm really elusive, already black Jewish. I held through the storm with the I held through the storm with the hallelujah. Check it out, yo. Yo, let me roll in, yo.
Yeah, we got my life, man, live in the jungle. What you saying?
I already seen the future singing hallelujah.
Yeah.
I held through the storm with the barracuda. Uh-huh. Already elusive, I'm really black Jewish. Mm. I'm done with excuses, I'm taking back US. Mm. Hey, they're gonna love you long if you plenty Naira. I know plenty Naira, just saying it's a minor. I'm much prefer to drop when it's in designer. I'm much prefer to clutch when the seat recliner. When the seat recliner. Everybody in the yard singing ayaya. And I admire my dreams, that's the empire. So I work, but never I tire. King of Cancun. Next time you in Cancun, tell the mayor season. King of that bloom. Next time enter in a room with a little meaning.
With a little meaning.
What you say? Twisted Pennies, what you got, bro?
Keep it rolling. Listen, yeah, it's like this. Look. Cause I'm from the Midlands where we wage war over Ribena. I snatched my piece of pie from the jaws of the hyena. And shit. Well, then I got sauce on my wife beater. Now I'm slowly turning into a corpse in a dry cleaner. The thoughts of a white geezer, but sunshine is getting dimmer. Sometimes my lifestyle is hella bitter. But you ain't ever gonna get the kid on Jerry Springer. I push a press up, still I check the mirror, getting thinner. And this is what they meant by red eyes. I'm trying to spend my best highs, test driving X5s. But not the fed type, damn it, not the fed type. I javelin the lead pipe, bang into the red light. And yeah, my home ground will be forever Britain, but it's a selfish system. That grey tracksuit is symbolic of incarceration in my mental prison. I'll have delic vision until hell has risen. So don't provoke me to behave profoundly. Just leave me dozing in the place you found me. Okie dokie, baker brownie, known to keep the haze around me. Posted in the 80s Audi, smoking one for David Bowie. So I'd like to give some very heavy thanks to the legendary elements that left me in a trance. Fuck the letters from the bank, all my cheddar went on shanks. Now let me settle with this message from the sand.
Twisted Pennies, boy, jeez.
Yeah.
Yo, boy, Rick, we say, bro. Ezra Collective on the beats.
Hey.
Hey, country bumpkin, outsider, street fighter, telltales, pipe, piper, like writer, graphic designer, artistic, dyslexic, like Einstein. Someone fine, bright mind, imaginative, and feeling fantastic. Rectifying bad habits, realizing the math and the mechanics. My body's my temple, the world is the palace. Copping a mic like a chalice in Wonderland, like Alice. The reflection of intention, creation is magic. Eclectic mix of influences in my palette. Vivid living, harsh realities turn into light and wisdom. Carpe diem, tattooed to my being. The feeling of freedom, blessed happiness, yes, splendid. Transcending, never ending. Infinitely, definitely engulfed in the melody. Eloquently, spirit filling heavily. The enemy, open sesame. Untapped energy, sick when no need for therapy. Rick.
Jeez, that was a boy called Rick right there. Yeah. We have Live in the Jungle alongside Twisted Pennies. Beats by Ezra Collective. Open mic, hip hop show. What you say, Moxie?
Hey, yo, I'm bringing it through and skimming off the top. That's more peas, 2% apart. Shit is hot, they got it on top. My boys got the toys, watch your back because it don't stop. Gotta be on your hustle, the grind. All I see is crime, how I work a line and never fuck with no swine. Like the Muslim boys, form a union. And if any fool want test, then I'm schooling them. Yeah, fuck it, I can't remember. So I'ma take it off of the top and still end ya. Yeah. Most sick, as cold as December. The winter, the cold blowing up. Most sick, and I'll offend ya. Woo. Check it, yeah, it's getting all right. Are we a little live, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, that's all good, bro.
Yo, most sick.
Yo, man, how are you saying, bro?
I wanted a currency, my current spree. I had a meeting in Doubletree that doubled me. At work, I used to have to ask for them to cover me. Now young, sexy and free, I'm roll safe with it. I rotate creps like she changed knickers. Just watch for the cough at the 8th minute. I blaze spliffs and touch Guinness, I'm up spirit. Salute the hustle of J2K, Black Tim Ferriss. Just trying to own a yard cause we been tenants. We got the office kitted, it's a sick premise. Entrepreneur, I had to reset habits I've got from the past. I get me long neck, about long as giraffe. That's how I give the dose you get in the dance.
Jeez, man.
Yo, yo, okay, keep it going.
Twisted Pennies.
Knock, knock. Is the mayor home? There's poison in the hailstones. He tried to get off, but I caught him by the tailbone. You're getting let off in the courts because you're pale toned. You tried to get off from your thoughts, that's why you pray alone. An age ago, I'd say this girl was quite in love with me. Nerdy, urban, wordy guy, diversified the luxury. She came to learn that I just fertilized the fuckery. It wasn't worth the time, so I dispersed to climb another tree. Baby, bear with me, the porridge wasn't so warm. I'm only crazy because they turned my forest to a golf course. So if you want me, I'll be wonky in my own Fort Stone, somewhere in between a donkey and an old horse. Tucking into some tiramisu titties, twisting up the mood, I might give them a few hickeys. It's a new day, turn a bill into 250, then give them a smooth taste of a villain who moves shifty. Jesus Christ, they're saying teeps, how can you sleep at night? I say it's easy, I just keep my eyes beneath the light. No need to fight, the revolution will be tweeted twice before the little bird who doesn't let the tweeting dies. If I'm speaking lies, then strike me down before I finish. I get penalized for speaking like the law's a gimmick. But how the fuck could you be forced to give your thoughts a limit? I'll throw your daughter at the door of the abortion clinic. Maybe that's why I cannot seem to completely function. Maybe I should leave my dungeon and believe in something and walk around the streets of London looking beat and stumbling, saving all my sweetest nothings for the queen of hustling. Fuck that, I was born and I've been ill since, but I think it's fucked up that I'm still skint. But then again, I think the government just killed Prince. That's some ill shit.
That's some ill shit.
Yo, that was Twisted Pennies right there. Listen, mother lovers, the beats are provided by Ezra Collective. We got Joe on the keys, TJ on the bass. You can see Febby going in on the drums right there, boy. This is
in the zone.
Sarah Love Show with Mike Stiggy right here on Free Bar Radio, nothing but hip hop. I know you lot got at least one more verse for us on this, mother lover.
Let's keep this open mic rolling.
Boy, cool Rick, what you say, bruv? What you say?
Hey, listen. You feel it, feed it, sunshine, see it, see neck. Might stay above the rest, bless, navigate through the mess. Change the mindset, now possibilities are infinite. Connection with nature is immunant. Resonate with all elements, peace and blessings at the essence, channel it. We've all got problems, but handle it. You manage, we've all got baggage. See past the bragging, no jet lagging, focus. The less you understand, the more you're hopeless. Stay hopeful, wisdom got me feeling healthy like Whole Foods. Hope you're local, old school like Total. Using my Pro Tools for the better, not knowing the forecast. But changing the weather, I know better. Never say never, moving forward, and God is my DJ. No David Guetta, don't sweat their technique. Passion for life is too deep, never, you dig my spirit. Feeling a happiness check, I'm all in it.
Woo.
So roll with it.
Vibes. Boy, call Rick, boy.
Yeah. Vibrations.
What you say, Mosey? Come on, you got one more for us.
It's a collective vibe.
Yo, one, two, yeah. And yo, I hit this and I'm lifted. Yeah, quick, one time. And yo, I hit this and I'm lifted. Here with this to get with. High in the clouds with the mystics. I think big on a level elevated beyond the pagans. So here's a toast celebrated. Cloud nine's the mind state. And it's about time getting where I want to be and what I want without rhyme. And it's a flight occupation. Positive energy activates constant elevation. The sole controller of my physical, mental to spiritual. Cause trying to maintain could be difficult in these days and times. Looking to the end of view the future. Clown maneuvers, I'm trying to move up. So with or without the ziggy, I'm high. Heads to the stars, now look up to the sky. Is it a bird or a plane? No, it's I. The M to the OSI. I stay high cause.
Yo, yo, he's dead cause.
Live yeah, in the jungle.
Jungle Brown Sessions.
It's a collective. Hey. What?
Woo!
Man, what you saying?
Procrastinating, Michael, your vibe. Said you would yesterday, but now you ain't in your stride. Holler at the player, find something there to devise. Being a young shabba, and I played it since as a child. Hey, looking, I see just past the leaves, the palace driveway, they're caught by the trees. Paint it clear, I know it's coming. Never will I be seen as last man running. Go for it like out of the country tourists. Stay on the strip, and it's not how wild are the tourists. The crowd is loud, we on the stage. If we want to fade or change, it never would have checked. Reaction kills down. Reaction, oh, that's the bombastic feel now. And if they still down, I guess we'll have to see if they still down. We on, hey.
Jeez.
Hey, shout out Fubar Radio.
Yes, man.
Here. I'm gonna drop another thing. Look.
Get nice
go
and close.
Nice twist
and
the close. Pennies.
Nice
what are you saying,
close.
Bro?
Nice and close. No one
all the way
that.
From
okay,
Leicester.
Okay, listen, look. Look. My name is Alex, I don't skate for Palace. I play with madness in a way that lets me take advantage. I made them raise the taxes on you lazy bastards. I aced the back flipping, it barely took a day to practice. So raise your chalice for the man inside the spaceship. I grind my haze with the same hand that I sign my name with. That's game, bitch. I'll forever be on insane shit. 20 years of schooling, then they put you on a day shift. Nah, to put it stark like Robert Downey Jr. Half a bar will give your heart a cauliflower tumour. Underneath the moon is where the prophet found his humour. He was soon to quit until he brought the novice round the tutor. His voice is in my head, telling me you got it twisted, and I believe him, but I'm probably just optimistic. Proper distant when I'm on the ism. Steady dropping rhythms, dodging discombobulisms. See, cause life is savage, but it's beautiful. The man up in the new tools, act like it's a funeral. Hatch it to the rules, I'm doing damage like it's usual. Catch me in your uni halls, answering some booty calls. Nah, that shit ain't nothing to a G. Smother me with love until I'm clocking to be free. Make me another cup of tea after another cup of tea. Cause I'm the Daedric Prince of fuckery. Don't fucking look at me. Me, 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 me. Cause it's all about me, 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 me. And you, and you, and you. And you and your brethren, and his brethren, and her brethren, and my brethren, and their brethren, and our brethren, and everybody in it. Big up.
What up, brethren?
So keep rapping. Hey.
Yo, man, that yeah. was crazy right there, boy. We got time, we got time, man. You might
the truth through the cracks, I make you shake, shift and parallax. Flat flow over a proof, I make you move, I've got the knack. Packing more, I'm a weather spit, babble, no cattle infected by the record, the catalyst of the flow that I channel. I take you on a ride, no saddle. I got enough horsepower to flow for hours. Devour the mind deep into the night. I make the darkness become light, internal vibes. So take sides, who you wear, rolling with Rick. And if not, then psh, you do you. I don't give a fuck about the gossip and who's who. Just give me that music, I can move to insert my groove too, and extend my range longer than Bluetooth. Wi-Fi to your YouTube, however you want it. Up in Fuba, download that flavor to that phone in your pocket. Now keep rocking.
Jeez,
keep
boy,
rocking.
Call Rick. We
what,
saying?
What? Keep
any more? Any more? We got time.
Another ting. Another ting.
I want you to get really close.
Another yeah. ting. Another ting.
Yeah.
Look. All I ever had is bars, but digi scales and baggies. The goodies say I'm a baddie, that's why I stay looking aggy. And if the motherfucking government can slay an Iraqi, then I can puff another blunt and spend the day in my trackies. I'm saying it gladly, I put it all up on the paper. Walking out the chamber with the sword of the creator. Sorted in my nature and it's all in my behaviour. Cause I'm stranger than that baby that was born up in a manger. If I was you, I wouldn't come within 100 metres. I'm undefeated when it comes to fucking up my sneakers. A country full of leeches that are sucking off the preachers. It's no wonder why I feel like a motherfucking fetus. I got two choices. I could listen to these rude voices, or I could get up off my arse and catch some new oysters. I'm too boisterous, I don't know where my due course is. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, knife, spoon, fork, shit. Who caused this? I don't want to say your name, but if I'm gonna take the blame, I might as well behave the same. I was certain that I wouldn't have to play this game. And now I'm burning, yeah. but that woman is my favourite pain.
Yeah, and jeez. I'ma take it off the top again. Most sick, do it with or without a pen. I get busy while we're up and in the lab. Most sick, I get crazy with the ill vocab. I need to focus, I just made it through the trauma.
summer. More sick, got some shit back. Through the border, I made it back to give you the ill vibe like Bossa and what? Q-tip is live, yeah, I just remembered. Check it, I go on and on like Erykah Badu. Check, can't get the level, it's true. Yeah, everything I do, you can't repeat, I'm real. Off of the top, I gotta kick that shit, I feel. Real. And right now, I feel the band inside. Mo sick, give up for the crew, they lie.
Ezra Collective.
Yeah, I got to light my Ziggy one time in the place with the mice diggy, Mo sick, and you know I don't get enough. Of course, I get love like Sarah Love. It's too simple, I'm thinking. Thinking too fast, no sick. I pass it on a little bit with the bars. What?
Mm-hmm. Yo, that was Mo Sick right there, boy. Shout out to Live in the Jungle. Shout out to Twisted Pennies. The background is provided by Ezra Collective, as we said. All you MCs out there, if you want to get on this open mic and demolish it like these mother lovers, hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you could tweet at foobarradio, whatever the fuck you want to do. Producers, if you want to get your beats on there, make sure it says beats for open mic, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Yo, Tony Bowes, you know, if you want to get some beats on here, just hit us up, man.
Okay,
yeah. Pick a
beatbox along with Ezra.
Yeah, let's see what that's like.
Shit, I didn't hear
this. Uh-oh.
Yeah, somebody's
gotta
kick it,
right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You got time. Relax, it's alright. You got time. You got no headphones now. I'm too old for this shit.
Keep it moving. Keep
up the top selection. It's a freestyle vibe. You gotta do it. I'm more sick. I keep this shit true and it's fluid. It reminds me of back in the days. Me and Tony in the party with one mic warming up the place. Crazy. It's just how we rock off top. Most sick. You know the shit don't stop. It comes up. Sarah and Mice for putting us on. Most sick. With Tony Bones got a drop, a bomb, what?
Hey, the JB session arrived now. The JB session is live now. The JB session arrived now. The JB session, alright, let's go. Pack up the mic, I jump in the van. I'm on the bon voyage, just waiting to land. I hit the cityscape, a spliff in my hand. I pop, 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 slot, earn, taking the view they talk about. They might do it for change, but they not devout. This wine come around for no muck about. They'll only rep their ends till they chuck them out. Benefit season is done, my friend, they shut it down. This the chronicles of the out of town superimposed. This a damn season of medical, needed a pole. This the country bumpkin, stay fresh, they stress. You hate me as you like, but I'm still gonna sleep in the cold. Hey, long lady, eeny, miny, mo. I'ma take the risk, and if it fit, get them in the zone. It's like ET phone home that they thought they were alone. To the JB, give them the dose. And to the JB, give them the dose. And to the JB, give them the dose. And to the JB, give them the dose. Dose. And to the hey.
Mr. Ken, smoother than silk and quality like Bowles and Wilkins. Madder than your cow milk and stinky cheese cemented in peace. Intended to be remembered in your memory. In my memory, even before death. Heavenly, Flash Gordon Ramsay, Hell Kitchens. Banksy sizzling off for the faculty. Exit through the gift shop and a bag heavy. Worth every penny.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to Boy Cool Rick. Shout out to Mo Sick and the man Twisted Pennies.
Fully
Jesus,
getting
man.
Into the zone, man. Let's just let Ezra ride that for a second. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yo, can we get a clap for everybody up in this bitch?
That was next level.
Shout out to Joe, TJ.
Thank you. How can people track you guys down?
Junglebrown.com.
Junglebrown. By the way, we just dropped a video on SBTV about at 5 o'clock. So check that out. Keep it moving.
Twisted Pennies, what's the links?
Down. All you gotta do is pray to the right. No, anyway. Obviously, the usual standard
the
things. I mean, I'll be on Snapchat quite a lot. So just add me on Snapchat if you really want to get the real, genuine insight. But other than that, just all the Twitters.
What's your Snapchat?
Twisted Pennies. Twisted Pennies. You know what I'm saying?
If you missed any of that open mic, you just missed some serious fire. So definitely hit up Foobar Radio. com/hiphop. You can listen back to all of the shows with me and Mice. Thank you so much, everyone coming through.
For the band, you lot just hit up EZRA Collective. That's Ezra Collective. If you want to hear more from the band, they're behind the music, so obviously they can't get on the mic. So I just thought I'd help them out with that.
Thank you so much, guys.
Right,
that was so much fun. You might have to come back soon.
Yeah, I think we might have to, you know, make this a semi-regular thing. I ain't got a lie, boy. I was like, I need to bring my headphones.
But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Jungle Brown. Thank you, Twisted Pennies, Ezra Collective, for representing. And thank you to you guys for locking into the show. It's all about you. Up next on Foobar Radio, you got Badge of Friendship taking care of you. Me and Mice are away next week because it's another bank holiday. Yes, enjoy your long weekend party, people, and we're gonna leave you with this one.
Yeah, not too much.
Look after yourselves.
Bless up, mother lovers.
Yes, and leaving you with this last track from Shea Grant, straight out of Brooklyn, New York, part of that Tanya Morgan collective and everything. This track is called Mental. It's peace out from me, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. Thank you guys. That was absolutely lovely.
I'm at an undisclosed locale, I'm putting in the work, blood smoking like a cow. Yo, fuck the past and the next, I'm now. Disagree, believe, party, you grill, no Danny Brown. Tim Bozes on the ground, motivating my efforts. Make yourself useful, nigga, stop making them records. I got a plethora of mamas, want me to rub on their tibias in the upper parts. And when I do, anytime I do, it's art. Since time was my only competition, playing smart. Back on the initial mission I started with. Interruptions won't be tolerated. Go raggo, I go mental patient. Any metal magneto exaggerated. That heavy, that dutty. Naysayers get duffy. Trust me, you clown so crusty. I stay unknown to custody. Still eating off the bars that your favorite bought off with me.
Mr. Grand did the beating. It's fade on sight of SoundCloud, tried deleting. Ain't no dollars, don't do holler for the weekend. Do it for exposure, nomadic, but my talent ain't a loner. You say you got a new style, baby, you done glowed up. But hey, see, that's my old style, maybe you are so nuts. I wasn't inspired with Hov, hit Marcy with Oprah, cause they did it with talent. These new suckers barely got to show up. We ain't made it to them fans, look like they waiting for Cronuts. I ain't working hard enough at it, I ain't looking for no luck. Stay off my Instagram, talking about what's up with so-and-so. The game trying to overdose. But I'm the one to OD. The only part is I don't give a shit who doesn't know me. You can hate it, but respect me when I leave. Peace to Kobe. I'm looking for the children of them 21 MCs. You could get it with your pops, 42 under my feet.
Yeah, I like my vibes high. Yeah, he's like my vibe.